Environmental Analysis, Chapter 1, The Environment. Please ensure that you read everything up to this point. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, define the word environment, describe the first environment of man, describe the present world environment, explain what causes the damage from the first to the present environment, identify three ways the present environment affects man spiritually, summarize God's plan for saving man from this sinful environment, explain how the environment relates to the mission of the church. Key verse. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. Introduction. Each born-again believer is called of God to become part of the great spiritual body known as the church. The main commission given the church is to take the gospel to all nations. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. Thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. Luke 24:46-47. Efforts to fulfill this challenge are affected by something known as environment. This lesson introduces the subject of environment, defines the term, and explains how the environment relates to the mission of the church. The environment includes the physical, social, cultural, and spiritual factors which surround a person. It includes all parts of the society in which a person lives, works, and ministers. The physical environment includes the visible materials which surround a man. It refers to the country, city, or village in which he lives. It refers to all that can be seen with the natural eye, such as buildings, land, animals, trees, mountains, material possessions, etc. The physical environment may be a dry desert, cold mountain region, jungle, or island. It may be a very nice environment with mild weather where crops grow easily. It may be a very harsh environment with bad weather, which makes providing adequate food supplies difficult. The physical environment may be a crowded city populated with many people, or a remote area with only a few people. The social environment refers to the people who live in any physical environment. The social environment is the people among whom you live, work, and minister. Individuals in every society are members of families. These families may be organized into castes, clans, or tribes. Within these groups are other divisions such as the poor, rich, educated, and uneducated. A nation is made up of many people groups, about which you will study later in this course. The way people are organized in the environment is called the social structure. The cultural environment refers to the accepted patterns of life and behavior within a group of people. These patterns include such things as language, manners, customs, and material standards of living. Culture also includes such things as the music, art, science, literature, educational systems, and political structures. Culture develops as a result of religious and political influences and by repeated practice of customs over a long period of time. Culture varies between nations and even between groups of people within a nation. For example, in biblical times, the culture of Jews was different from that of the Gentiles. The Jews did not eat certain meats and they practiced circumcision. The Gentiles ate all kinds of meat and did not practice circumcision. The two groups varied in religion, customs, and social structure. The spiritual environment refers to things affecting the spirit of man. God is a triune being, God the Father, God the Son Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Man was created in the image of God as a triune being. Man has a body, soul, and spirit. The spiritual environment is that which affects the soul and spirit of man. There are spiritual forces of evil under the control of Satan. There are spiritual forces of good under the control of God. These spiritual forces are constantly warring for control of the soul and spirit of man. See a manual of spiritual warfare, which covers the subject of this spiritual environment in detail. To understand the physical, social, and cultural and spiritual factors of man's environment, we must review the record provided by God in His written word, the Holy Bible. We must go back in history to a period of time before time, as we know it, began here on earth. The beginning of all things. The Bible teaches that God has always existed. He has no beginning and no end. His dwelling place is in heaven. God created His own dwelling place in heaven. He also created man's dwelling place, which is the earth. Everything that exists was created by God. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. Everything God created was originally good, and God saw that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1, 31. Among the living beings created by God were the angels. There was one special angel created by God named Lucifer. The Bible records that Lucifer was originally perfect, very beautiful, and held an important position in heaven. Lucifer became very proud of his beauty and position. He organized some of the other angels and rebelled against God. In pride, Lucifer wanted to be greater than God. He tried to overthrow God's kingdom in heaven. Because of this sin, Lucifer and the angels who participated in his rebellion were cast out of heaven to earth. Lucifer became known as Satan or the devil. His angels became known as demons. You can read the history of these events in Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15, and Ezekiel 28, verses 14 through 16. Satan is the spiritual force behind all sin, all acts of unrighteousness, and everything evil in the world. The first environment. When God first created our world, it was a perfect environment. God looked down upon all the acts of His creation and said, "It is good." Genesis 1. When God created man in His own image, man was also perfect. He was sinless and in spiritual fellowship with God. Genesis 1:26 and Genesis 2. When God created woman, He told the first couple to reproduce and bring forth children. Adam and Eve were to populate the world with other sinless, godly people like themselves. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 25, and Genesis 1:28. The first place Adam and Eve lived was a garden called Eden. This garden was a beautiful environment filled with the wonderful creations of God. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And a river went up out of Eden to water the garden. Genesis 2, verses 8 to 10. God created a perfect environment, but remember, Satan had been cast out of heaven to earth. Satan caused a terrible change to come to this perfect environment in which man was placed by God. Created in God's image, man had an intelligent mind with which he could make decisions. Man could choose to obey or disobey God. You will remember that Satan originated evil. Because evil existed, man could choose between good and evil. Man chose evil. The first disobedience of man is sometimes called the fall of man, meaning that man fell from righteousness into sin. You can read the complete story of this tragic event in Genesis chapters 2 and 3. In the Garden of Eden, there were many trees from which Adam and Eve could eat, but there was one tree which the couple were told told to avoid. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:16-17. Man had the power of choice. He could obey or disobey God. Satan led the first man and woman to disobey God. Because of their disobedience, sin entered their environment. The environment changes. Sin brought terrible changes to man and his environment. God had warned Adam and Eve that the penalty of sin was death. This included both physical and spiritual death. Spiritual death was a loss of their relationship with God. Physical death was death of their actual physical bodies. Because Adam and Eve sinned, sin and death came on all men. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5:12. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, sin is passed on to all men. That means everyone born inherits the basic nature of sin. Just as physical traits are inherited, the spiritual trait of the basic sin nature is inherited. Each person sins individually when he is drawn by this sinful nature to rebel against God. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. James 1:14-15. Because of the basic sin nature and individual acts of sin, all men face physical and spiritual death, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Man's physical environment was also cursed. God said the earth would bring forth thorns and thistles. Intense labor, sweat, marks man's relationship with his physical environment. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Genesis 3:17-19. The very world itself became polluted by the sins of man. For thou hast polluted the sin with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain. Jeremiah 3:2-3. It was not long until God looked upon the earth which he had created. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. Here is a summary of how man's environment changed because of sin. 1. Man changed spiritually. He was no longer in fellowship with God. Spiritual death means eternal separation from God because of sin. Everyone in future generations to come inherited the basic sin nature, and all men have sinned. 2. Man changed physically. His body would eventually grow old, he would die, and he would return to the dust which God had used to create him. 3. The earth itself was cursed. Thorns and thistles represented the curse under which the environment was placed. Man would experience great difficulties between himself and the sinful environment in which he lived. The present environment. The present environment of the world in which man lives is still evil. Until God destroys this present sinful world and creates the new heaven and earth, all creation groans for release from the terrible environment created by sin. For we know that the whole earth groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Romans 8:22. How man is affected. The sinful environment of this present world affects man spiritually because three spiritual enemies are in operation: the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world. Satan works through the evil world system with all its sin, materialism, and godless philosophies. The flesh. All men are born sinners. Satan works through the basic sin nature to lead men and women to individual acts of sin. This basic nature, called the flesh in the Bible, results in terrible, sinful acts of unrighteousness. The devil. Satan is still at work in the environment to accomplish his purposes. He works through demons and men and women who submit their wills to him. A way of escape. God has provided a way of escape from this sinful environment. Man can be saved from the terrible effects of spiritual death, which is separation from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Through Jesus, man can also be saved from the eternal effects of physical death. All true believers who die physically will someday be resurrected from physical death to eternal life. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. The sinful world in which we live will someday be destroyed, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3:10-13. Even though the world is still under the curse of sin, believers can be freed from that curse and live abundant life through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." John 10:10. Your basic sin nature can be changed by God's power to bear spiritual fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Galatians 5:22-23. Even though you are still in the world, you do not have to be part of this evil, sinful environment. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17:15-16. You are in the world for the purpose of spreading the gospel to this evil world. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. John 17:18. We can rejoice because Jesus gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Galatians 1:4. The environment and the mission of the church. The environment is important to the mission of the church to reach all nations with the gospel. First, all ministry is done in the environment of a world which you have learned is basically evil. If you understand this, you will not be surprised at the attacks of the enemy as you minister. Second, there are many types of environments within this world which differ greatly one from another. Just as all men are affected by the evil environment of the world in general, they are also affected by the special environment in which they live. When you understand their specific environment, you can more effectively present the gospel. At this point, please do the self-test. For further study, study Genesis chapter 3 and observe how Satan used the environment in the first temptation. The garden created by God was perfect, but there was one forbidden tree. Man was given a choice: to obey God and avoid this tree and continue to live in the perfect environment, or to disobey God and let sin enter the environment. In Genesis chapter 3, Eve is in the environment near the forbidden tree. The Bible warns concerning evil to avoid it. Pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. Proverbs 4:15. Eve heard the voice of Satan from the environment of the forbidden tree. She saw something appealing in the environment. It was the forbidden fruit. She took the sinful thing from the environment. She ate the forbidden fruit. Before eating, the evil was external. It did not affect her spiritually, but when she ate of it, she became sinful. She gave. Eve was part of the social environment of Adam because she was his wife. She influenced Adam to sin by giving him the forbidden fruit. People are often influenced by sin to sin by those in their social environment. Adam ate. He also partook of the forbidden fruit. The cycle of sin had begun and would continue throughout history. All men became sinners, and the environment of the world became sinful. Describe the physical environment chosen by Lot in Genesis 13, verses 8 to 11. What kind of spiritual environment was in the city of Sodom which Lot chose? See Genesis 13:13 and chapters 18 through 19. Compare the spiritual environment described in Genesis 6:5 to that described in Revelation 21:10-27.